Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
Hello, friends. John Potter here. Hello, 92.3 FM. And Lake Tahoe, Craig is trying to get the 99.1 back on the air. It's been, I guess we've been off for an hour. I can't be sure, but I think Channel 2 had something to do with this. 11:06 is our time. In the studio in Carson City, my good friend, Bob Zaney. Hey, Bob.
John, it's always a pleasure. I think last week's rehearsal call went well. They're telling me the whole story. I wasn't supposed to call yet. You're such a minch that you brought me on the air. Thank you.
Forced you almost.
Well, you didn't force me. You had a guest in the studio, you know. It was Pete from Pete's Plumbing, and I know you wanted to talk about how to unclog a toilet while using only using your hand.
You see, you are a frequent listener.
I love
exactly
this show.
How this show is going. It's the Mr. Haney of radio shows. That's me.
Mr. Douglas. By the way, Craig, you're right. There is no delay. It was fictitious. But it was here the last time I was in studio, okay?
Well, just for you, my friend. Just for you.
And then you're going to go back to the delay.
You're doing a show
tonight.
I can go
back to it now if you'd like.
No, it's okay. You're doing a show tonight at the Carson Nugget.
Tell us about the show. At the Carson Nugget, it's with Howie Knave and Sophie Moeller, and we are presenting Bob Zaney's Big Money Game Show. We're going to be giving away up to $10,000. We were going to go with Canadian because Dean is cheap, but we're going to go with U.S. dollars. You can win up to $10,000. We got two great games. We got a comedy show. Howie will be doing a little comedy. I'll be doing my comedy. We're going to do the Zaney Report, my take on the news. We got a desk. We got a podium. We got the big game board. You know, you really can't ask for more of that, John. Oh, you could, but you'd be selfish.
This $10,000, you're not joking.
No. In fact, the first game is a $1,000 chance to win.
See, that's part of being a comedian. You try to make a serious announcement, and people immediately think, okay, what's the gag?
There's no gag. And that is the trade-off, because if I'm joking around all the time, people say, aren't you ever serious? And then when I'm serious, they go, hey, what's wrong? Why aren't you joking? You can't win. You can't win. And Craig knows that. He runs three stations with different call letters. He doesn't know where he's at.
You know, Craig and I were talking this morning, and I said, why is he always performing around here? Do you live here or something,
No, I
Bob?
I actually live in Henderson, Nevada, you know, the big suburb of Las Vegas. I think the second largest city in Nevada.
Well, we're still quite a distance away. I mean, you know, the Bay Area and everything is closer. Even L.A., I think, is closer. So
it really
why
is.
Why do you perform so much around here?
I do it for the love of the art of stand-up. And, oh, wait, the money. That's it. I'm go for the money. By the way, did you guys hear about this? This is interesting. A neighbor of Charlie Sheen was arrested for allegedly assaulting the actor in his home.
Yes.
Now, police says besides Charlie, they have 1.5 men as an eyewitness. Yeah, you think that's bad. You should hear the joke that Russ, who drove me over here in the truck, told. He told it to Craig and Brett. By the way, Brett's doing sales right now. He's walking around with a sandwich board going, hey, I can get you on.
Yeah, and we are not going to put that joke on me.
No, I wouldn't. Craig,
oh, darn.
Do you think I would be in show business 46 years that I didn't know what to edit and what?
Craig,
God.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry, John. Is this your show or something?
What the heck?
But he's right there. I can see him. It's wonderful.
The day the transmitter is off is the day to do the dirty joke. That's just me.
Oh, that's just you. But listen, John, okay. I have a question for you. Did Cleopatra kill herself because she was involved in a pyramid scheme?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. See, and I don't know when you're serious or you're joking around. So
I
you
know,
and
we're
I,
all messed up.
We suffer from the same affliction. That's a good word,
we're
isn't
all messed
it?
Up.
Affliction.
Now, here's something. Here's, yeah.
Is it? Wait, by the way, show's tonight at the Carson Nugget, 6 and 8 p.m. Still a few tickets left for both shows, but everybody walks away a winner. And this is the serious Bob Zaney talking right now. Everybody who goes into the show gets a scratch card where you're going to win free play of some sort. So everybody's a winner. What are the odds of that? I think I'm the only loser in the whole show.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Kathy and I are going to be there at 6 o'clock.
Oh, you are?
6 o'clock show.
That's a long haul for you. Do you know how to get to Carson City from Reno? It's very difficult.
I go a lot. Come on.
You go through.
Do not be one of these comedians who says, "Oh, look who's it's John Potter on his celebrity stand-up. Get on stage." And then you go into the whole routine of the Don Rickles jokes.
But I do it anyway. Yeah. But, John, you came
do
out
Do I
saw...
have to wear a trench coat and a disguise to enjoy your show?
No, you just have to wear the trench coat because that's who you are. Let me say this, though, John. Didn't you and Kathy come out and see me in Reno, too?
Yes.
So we're going to have to get you that Bob Zaney punch card that I have.
I
have a punch card.
Saved it.
Yeah, wait till you see that. I'm going to get you a punch card for you and Kathy because I don't know how long that's going to last.
This is a card that he punches. It's got like 10 punches to be punched.
And then you get to 10, you never have to see me again. So it's the card of hope.
Okay.
I don't know what he did, but at least it wasn't on delay, and I enjoyed it. Okay, Craig? You're doing one thing right today, okay? Focus it on the one thing.
Folks, this is a modest man. One thing, you don't talk about, and the average person would boast about, is you are an actor. You got a long list of credits here. I'm looking right at it on imdb.com. You've been in movies like, The Informant?
Played Matt Damon's attorney in that. In fact, all my scenes are with Matt, and I believe I made him a better actor. And then
you were in Joe Dirt,
and I played man number one. But everybody who saw the performance saw I was number two.
I'm
also in Casino Boss. Is that it listed there? Casino Boss, the movie and
where
sitcom.
Somebody asked me because you brought. Yeah, somebody brought this up to me because you mentioned it before, and they were interested in seeing how can people see this Casino Boss movie that was done in Carson City?
I believe if you go to CasinoBossTV.com, all the information, you could actually probably view it from there. I'm sure it's on that YouTube, like my Dry Bar Comedy special. By the way, yesterday, John, 6.8 million views it hit yesterday, my Dry Bar special.
No kidding.
That's a lot of
Do
people.
Do you get money for that?
No, I just get to brag about the numbers. Of course I get paid a little something. I work hard, John. I mean, I don't ask much from you or Craig or the whole
I was in that I was in that viral video where I was a doofus and talked about the sex toys in Walmart.
Yeah.
And that was viewed by something like 2 million. I didn't get a dime for it because I didn't post it. I think Amazon posted it.
Oh, really?
It was kind of publicizing what they sell over there. But what do you get for like 6 million views on like YouTube? What do they pay?
Well, I'm very excited. When I hit 6.8, I got a set of steak knives. So I wasn't fired. I got a set of steak knives at second place.
And those are prizes he's regifting tonight for the winners of the contest.
I actually do have some gifts, too, from my personal collection. I do have my T-shirts available tonight. And the best shirt ever, and I think this is, it says, "Wake me if you're horny." And I guarantee, John, you wear that to bed, you're going to get a good night's sleep. How was that, Craig? He's laughing. He's actually finally laughing over there. He's very stressed out.
That is a real laugh.
This man is stressed out. Okay.
Okay, so you've also been on the Drew Carey Show.
Yeah, I played Insult a Man. Can you imagine how I got that part? By the way, I actually, not only was I on the Drew, my job was to insult Mimi in the office, Kathy Kinney, who's a very nice lady, by the way. Anyway, so I go in the office and do that, and one of the jokes I do to her, I actually was from my act. So not only did I appear on the Drew Carey Show, I wrote on the Drew Carey Show, technically. I didn't get paid like you, John, in the Walmart adult toy section thing you did. But here's the joke. I looked at Kathy and I said, "What, did the trailer park cancel the dance?" Anyway, you have to see her to understand that joke.
But I'm not sure. I got to be strong to be in your audience again.
No, I always tell everybody I talk to before a show, I said, look, whatever I say, it's just business. Don't take it personally.
Well, I'm a sensitive man. You know.
Really are. It sounds like you're crying right now over that 2 million views. You didn't see a penny.
No. You were also in Roseanne.
I was in
TV
Roseanne.
Show.
I actually, this is what's so cool about my career. I can say a lot of things. One of the things I can say is I played a doctor on TV. I was Roseanne's doctor. I delivered her baby in the Halloween episode. It was Jerry Garcia Connor was the name of the kid. And this is the interesting thing. When they brought back Roseanne, the Connors or whatever they call it, they referenced the kid that I helped deliver in the scene, and he was out on a fishing boat in Alaska.
Okay, really?
Yeah, and so I thought it was interesting.
IMDb says you played the part of Magician Doctor.
No, I wasn't a magician.
Okay.
So you believe everything you read on the internet? Is that what you're trying to tell your audience?
Yes, I do. Have you kept in touch with her? Has she gone totally crazy and lost her mind, or what?
I saw her a while back. It was interesting. I was performing at the Laugh Factory in Vegas, and she was doing the show before me. And all week I kept saying I'd like to go say hi to Roseanne, and it was like trying to see the Pope. You know, no.
Yeah.
Finally they did, and I walk in, and Roseanne goes, "Hey, Bob, good to see you. My son loves your act. He does your jokes all the time." So, you know, this is what you're up against, John.
Yeah.
You're up against people that don't know who you are, yet people that who they are know who I am.
Well, I did enjoy her show, and I do worry about her, and I think it was terrible how they bumped her off the Conners. And who, my gosh, that show is still on the air without her. Yep. Why are people watching? I don't know.
I don't know if anyone's watching. It's not the old, this is not the 70s when there were three networks, you know. If you have, excuse me, is it dry in here? This COVID's really good. You know, that's okay. What I find because we're at the high altitude thing. Yes. Oh, you got me?
Yeah.
This is Russ, the driver, who just handed me a cough drop. That's very kind of you, Russ. But after that joke you told, I don't know where that's been. So, John, you and Kathy will be there at 6 o'clock show.
Yeah.
And you know Dean, right?
Yes.
Make sure you get there little.
I never actually met Dean. You mean the owner of the Carson Nugget.
Yes. Yeah, so he's a wonderful guy, and he'll be doing the opening and explain the whole thing.
I'll get to meet him.
Yeah, I'll make sure.
I'll get to meet him.
In fact, I'll bring you on stage during the show and then bring Dean out. It'll be like when Frank Sinatra brought Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis back together on the telethon, which, by the way, 17 years on the Jerry Lewis telethon. Is that an IBMD?
Oh, you know what? It's a shame that is not currently running
anymore. I found an old TV guide from 2002. Tom Brady's on the cover. And then inside during the telethon, they listed me as one of the co-hosts along with Wayne Brady. And I don't remember working with Wayne Brady. I remember working with Tom Bergeron and Casey Kasem and Norm Crosby and Ed McMahon. But I didn't remember. I guess I've worked with Wayne Brady. Whose line is it anyway?
Wouldn't surprise me. You got a long list here. You know what? And I got to boast a little bit. But let me first ask you: do you want to do another movie or a TV show? Are you actively looking to play a part in that?
No,
again?
I want to stay at a hotel in Carson City and be driven over to a radio station and talk to people like you the rest of my career.
Answer.
What do you think? Yes, but there's stuff in the works. I don't want to bring it up because that will jinx it. I'm kidding.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. You never know what's going to happen next.
I ask because I had a speaking part in a movie, and I'm in IMDb myself, and I was floored. I got the fever, and I wanted to do it again, but I moved from Las Vegas, and when I moved from Las Vegas, nobody was filming anything in Salt Lake City where I moved to. But if you live in Vegas, you have some acting opportunities there, and I was in a Kenny Rogers movie called McShane, The Grand Slam. And I think I had like three lines, but Bob, they gave me a trailer. They gave me the wardrobe person came over. They
Isn't
had this
it cool?
huge table of food and refreshments and everything like that.
And what was it called again?
McShane, The Grand Slam. And this was done in the 80s. And it's funny because if it plays in like Japan, I get a check for like $16.
Wow.
It's... No, don't you get checks from these appearances?
Well,
you
not
made
Japan.
And all these...
No, I don't. It sounds like they pay well. But let me ask McShane, The Grand Slam. Now, was this a story of Kenny Rogers singing at a Denny's and waiting to be discovered?
No, he did a series of movies where he played a security guard detective in Las Vegas.
Oh,
and
McShane.
He was such. Let me tell you, he's passed on. I guess I can say this. Kenny Rogers was such a horn dog. He would give his many girlfriends acting roles in his movies.
So
his
that's
McShane
how you got
movies.
The part.
And the funny.
That was funny. It was actually very funny.
Yes, it was. There you go. There you go. And all the real actors were so upset and offended that they had to act with Kenny Rogers' girlfriends, which he, again, folks, had a few. So,
no wind to roll them. No wind to fold them.
He knows when to roll them. Yes, he does. Oh,
but the
go.
Thing okay. is about Kenny, you know, well, who cares what the other actors think? Everyone's always going to be jealous of what. I'm sure you had other radio personalities who were jealous of your trailer. You know what I mean? No one's happy for you. They're only happy when you're down at their level. That's my advice for you.
It was just funny to see them. It was just so funny to see them as the girlfriends were an insult to their craft.
Yeah.
And they didn't care for me being there either.
Who told you that? Man number five?
Man
number five told you. Electrician number two was very upset over the craft being ruined. It's a tough business. You know, I don't recommend this business to anyone. You know, right now,
it is.
Charlie Sheen is sitting around with somebody else going, what happened? I used to have a joke for that, and I didn't remember anymore. I just do
well,
so
no
many
job
jokes.
Is easy.
Speaking of acting, your buddy.
Lots of buddies.
Yeah, a lot of George Lopez, have you had him on the show?
No, never had.
George is an old friend. We started out together. The Las Cruces International Film Festival will honor George Lopez with an Outstanding Achievement Award. I guess they didn't see Snow Patrol or Mr. Troop Mom. And you could say that about some of my films. You've got my IBMDB, FU, LBGQ database up. Do they mention Up Your Alley with Linda Blair? I starred in 1988 Linda Blair and Up Your Alley and Murray Langston.
I see it. Okay, you make fun of this, but this is a great credit to your career. You've been in 14 productions as an actor. That's pretty good.
A lot more, actually. But, you know, somebody's updating it for me. I tried to do that for years, and I just couldn't get through. It'd be easier to change my name on Wikipedia. But let me say this.
You're on Wikipedia?
Yes, I
am. I'm not on Wikipedia.
You know what I like about Wikipedia, though? The only cool thing is Bob Zaney is an American stand-up comedian. And I felt a little proud with that one. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But I just, you know. But I'm an international comedian because people who watch the Dry Bar comedy special, I suggest you go to the Dry Bar, check out Bob Zaney. I think I handled that well.
What is Dry Bar? Why Dry Bar? What's that mean?
That takes place in Provo, Utah. And as you know, some of the cities are dry with alcohol. So that's why they have a dry bar. And then they have about 1,000 comedians to choose from. So you don't have to just watch me. You can watch others. I think John Potter has a quick clip there of him doing stand-up for 2 seconds.
I did stand-up comedy in Vegas at Bally's Catch a Rising Star.
Oh.
And I tell you, I is the hardest thing. Although I did get one night when I got some good laughs, but every other night I got to credit you for being able to do that and make it work. Oh, my gosh, I bow to you. That I struggled, and I wrote material Hard work. And I know a lot of comics who went nowhere.
Can I ask you something, John? And I need to interrupt you on this.
Yes.
You're very good on radio. It's a lot of work. It took you a long time to be very good on radio, correct? Same way with stand-up. It's just about getting on stage.
What's the punchline here?
No, I'm just saying. It's about getting on stage and getting on stage and getting on stage. And the younger kids don't want to hear that. What do you mean? I'm funny. Okay, well, good luck with that. I had a young guy I worked with, and I wrote him a joke for his act, and he literally said to me, he's 20 years old, he goes, I write my own material. And I'm going, oh, you're just going to make it big in this business. I write
what
my own material.
Man.
Well, what you did really wasn't material, but good luck on the writing. Because I'm a people person. I love people, John. You know that about me. I had a woman come up to me. She said, I had 15 cats. I said, wow, I have one. She said, what's it called? I said, normal. It's actually normal to have just one cat lady.
That deserves a snort.
Cat lady.
All right. Folks, get your tickets.
Carson Nugget tonight.
Performing tonight. And how do people get tickets?
I believe they just go to the Carson Nugget, right? And
you
can get
them
there. Or you can show up there. They'll find seats for you if you needed to. You'll get the back row, but the VIPs, you get those tickets if you want to be in the front where you get the chance to win that $10,000. $10,000, okay? $10,000, baby.
I'll see you tonight at 6, and leave me alone.
I'll leave you alone and meet John Potter up close and personal. Baby!
Bob, thank you again. Oh, you're a gem. Hey. We're going to take a break on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1126.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Hiya, friends. John Potter here. We have 42 degrees in Reno, and it's a different day today. Oh, we're the past couple of days, just awesome. Wasn't it patio weather in the winter? It all changes today, and not just today. I mean, it's going to be just cloudy, and we're talking highs in the mid-40s all the way from this Saturday to next Saturday. We even have a 35% chance of precipitation today. That would be rain for sure. But 45 are only high today, and we are so spoiled, right? Tomorrow, even cooler with 43 degrees, back up to 45 and then 46, and every day is going to look the same. May see a little bit of sun on Monday, Thursday, Friday, but every other day just like this outdoors. So that's the way winter is, you know, that's how it rolls. We're going to break for Fox News and be back, and then we'll hopefully maybe get everything working again and take some calls. We do this every Saturday. It's live and local. Thanks to Bob Zaney for being on. And again, buy your tickets to the Carson Nugget for the shows tonight at 6 and at 8 o'clock. Going to break for Fox News. And we'll be back. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1130.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
And just to add to that weather forecast, we can really use this rain that we're kind of expecting for today with a 35% chance. I know that's what old people are supposed to say all the time. We could really use the rain, but it's we could. And a lot of heavy rain before the snow would be good, too. We need that wet winter every year where we are, or the summer water supply does suffer. And I am all set and ready with my new portable snow shovel Christmas gift from my wife. Have you seen these at Lowe's and Home Depot? They're like the small snow blowers. And this one, it's battery operated. The super handy, I recommend. It's like a little over $100 from Lowe's. Has a little motor that shoots the snow off from where you're pushing. And it's like a small snow blower. But it's so small, they call it electric snow shovel. So that's super cool. And she got me one of those new, what do you call them? They don't really have a name. The small battery packs, the little boxes for cars that you use to start a car in an emergency if the battery is dead. I mean, forget the cables. This thing is amazing. $70 at Walmart, and so worth it. You charge them up by USB. You plug them into your car, and you jump it up. It works great. It's powerful. And it's so powerful, like I said, I think the name of the product is Terrorist Interrogation Device. That's what it kind of reminds me of, something like that. Dual purpose, too. You charge your phones with it and stuff. But you just put it under your seat, and you are set for anything like that. It just, like, fits in your hand. You know, back in the day, the battery jumper thing at the gas station was this big thing on wheels, right? This thing has replaced it. It's my wife got me the jump pack after I had this frustration with a dead battery last month, and it was totally my fault. Left the lights on in the morning. It was just totally dead. So I get my plug-in battery charger out that I just bought last year for $90. Now, this is what I bought. Turned out it was a waste of money. Because I don't know if you, I did not know this, if you're trying to jump or charge another battery from a new battery charger, if the battery you want to charge is dead, they don't work. And that's on purpose. It's some weird design now. Probably a safety thing that doesn't help us at all. If the charger doesn't detect any voltage from the battery it's going to, it doesn't charge it at all. It just won't work on that. So I had to run cables from Kathy's car to my dead truck battery for a couple of minutes just so the charger could see some voltage and turn on. It just really irritates me. If it's completely dead, the charger won't charge. And I even called the company on this, and they said, oh, they're all like that nowadays. Are you kidding me? What's it good for then? I'm almost ready to write a letter to Jackie Rosen about this. It doesn't help the consumers at all. Local news, and there are some important stories that came out less than 24 hours ago. Don't know if you heard about this. Reno losing a flight from its departure schedule. Come Sunday, January 7th, Allegiant Air is going to be stopping its twice-a-week flights to Las Vegas. Allegiant cited a lack of demand, staffing issues, and costs for the decision, which is a kind of a surprise to me because I heard from people who've been on these flights that they're packed. But then again, they were charging only $39 if you pick the right day to fly this Allegiant flight to Vegas. It's a shame because, you know what? Allegiant's a discount airline. We need more of those with flights to Vegas often costing under $100. So who do we have for nonstops? Only Southwest and Spirit left. I think the others like United and Delta, they fly first to the Bay Area, then they go to Las Vegas, or they go to L.A. and then to Las Vegas. So anyway, who wants to go to Vegas anyway? Second story, renowned regional medical center on Mill Street had a celebrity visit yesterday. Kudos to actor Jeremy Renner, who came by to thank the medical crew that helped him recover for weeks when he stayed there from his terrible snowplow accident last New Year's Day, where he almost lost his life. Nurses, doctors, and staff all lined up in the halls to take pictures and shake hands with the star in the lobby of their hospital, the Pringle Way, the main hospital there. Many pictures were taken, smiles all around as Renner shared his thanks, which is awesome of him to take the time to do that. But from all accounts, I hear from people who, and there are a lot of people run into him because he spends a good amount of time in this area, his second home. This is just the way he is. I never met him, but our paths have crossed. I missed him at a party where he was expected, and he's filming a TV series, The Mayor of Kingstown. He's filming that in a city where my family had a summer home, Kingston, Ontario. So if I meet him, we have a lot of things to share about that, but I already know he's a class act. Carson City officials put out a reminder now that campaign signs have been showing up in town. Oh, there too, huh? I saw like two already in Reno. Yes, folks, that's right. And not only there, we have campaign signs popping up for the next election just about everywhere now. Now, Carson City's rules say political signs are not allowed on trees, traffic control signs, or utility poles, and not on publicly owned right-of-ways. Good luck with that. They say they're going to take them down, but we'll see. CareFlight REMSA medical transport planes are going back in service. The airplane medical flights were stopped after that tragic, fatal plane crash that killed five. Patient, medical crew, pilot, killed five of them near Stagecoach in February. They didn't stop the helicopter flights. Thank goodness those were not affected, saving people. But the fixed wing, all the plane, medical planes, they were grounded. Utah-based Guardian Air is going to be back as the pilot and plane provider. That plane crash happened in a terrible snowstorm. None of the news stations reported on any changes to their procedures when they come back, which is, that might have been a good question. The state of Nevada trying to dispose of a warehouse full of PPE equipment that went unused during the COVID epidemic. Pallets and pallets of the goods are now expired or approaching expiration. The State Department of Administration director said, quote, "The bulk of this is going to end up in a landfill." Gosh, you guys, you can't sell it?
Even for pennies on the dollar, you can't post it on Amazon? Do masks and gloves and protective equipment like body coverings for medical workers, do they really expire in 3 years? And by the way, we've all shared our issues over COVID in the past, you know, the draconian closures ordered by Governor Sisolak, the schools that were foolishly closed over a virus that was not a big danger to kids at all. The virus really, pinpointed and victimized the elderly and the obese and those who have health issues, and maybe restricting places for them temporarily or doing what they can to keep those folks at home would have been the right decision or right move to make. But to close the schools, the orders that permanently closed countless local businesses like restaurants and small shops that never came back, the stoppage of local and state services that our taxes pay for, remember the, you know, state buildings, couldn't get into them, get your business done, the forced unemployment of thousands in our area, and the rise of suicides from all of those actions. Those were all terrible things, and I look back at those and I say again, our government, local and national, and the faith that we put into the media, which I was a part of back then, and people like Dr. Fauci, it all really, really hurt us and still is, killed our economy, and we still have not been the same since. But we, I included, rarely talk about who went above and beyond to help us get through. And I was thinking of this yesterday. There are people to thank that I don't think got a decent thank you. Renown, the staff did, got that big thank you. I remember that. They did a great job. But the programs they put into place, aside from the staff, were amazing. I remember that large-scale drive-up immunization they set up, and it was over a couple of days, too. And I was so impressed because that's where I got my shot. I was so impressed with how efficient this was, with something like six lanes of cars lined up at the parking lot on South Meadows, just a few minutes in line. It was very well organized. They had people directing you the minute you drove into the lot. Again, friendly staff, and it was a rare good memory of COVID. Making the reservation, not easy with my chart, but we did it. Some of the drugstores, of course, dropped the ball on this, had a hassle getting shots there and at the supermarkets. But, you know, hopefully they all learned. It was trial by fire. We all had our issues, right? But who did a good job back then? The people at the in the trenches, you know. We still went out to restaurants during this time. You know, Kathy and I love eating out. Some places were total fanatics about what we could do and not. Mostly not. You know, there was that terrible time when all the fast food restaurants would lock their doors and they'd only have the drive-thrus open. I mean, I remember my morning walk to get McDonald's coffee, and I tried walking up to the drive-thru window.
Sir, this is just for cars.
But I don't know why. But anyway, some were still very welcoming to us back then. You know, the Wild River, the El Dorado, Casale's restaurants come to mind. Some things at restaurants changed for good. Many happy hours, though, never came back. They don't dance anymore at Johnny Rockets. It's just the burgers and the shakes and the fries. And closures are still happening. And I look today, and today they're closing a very good Indian restaurant in Sparks, Cafe Masala, on East Prater. In Reno and Sparks, there's a very long list of closures of restaurants especially, but it's really too sad to read. But just South Lake recently, I can do that. I mean, I like going there, and it's a shorter list, but we lost in South Lake, we lost the Rite Aid, Izzy's Burger Spa, the Lake House, Lakeview Social, Raley's is gone, Kmart, and they just closed down Denny's at South Lake Tahoe just a few weeks ago. But the Denny's, which are still open, like Reno and Sparks, just a reminder, Grand Slam, $5.99. Although I haven't checked this out yet, but I get the emails, and the fine print does say at participating Denny's only. I hope it's all the ones around here. $5.99 Grand Slam. Personally, I would order two of them, right? Yeah, you'd get four sausages, the four bacons, the four pancakes and hash browns, and you'd get two of those little orange slices and pieces of parsley, and you win, you know? Works for me. I'm a Brinner guy. That's breakfast for dinner. Absolutely love it. And that's one of those things that I wish, because I love diners, but I want more all-night diners, you know, like we had. Remember when Reno was a true 24-hour town? COVID kind of killed that. Suddenly, we don't have a whole lot of 24-hour things. But I want all-night diners. I want to be able to get the eggs and the bacon and the hash browns any hour of the day or night. I love that feel. I want some kind of big-hearted girl to come by and call me sugar or honey and make sure I get lots of coffee. You know, maybe I walk around, sit down, and shoot the breeze with who all is by the table. 3-4 o'clock in the morning, you do see a lot of late shift people, friends that you have in law enforcement, the fire folks, the ambulance people. Where do they go get lunch in the middle of the night? They go to these places. And by the way, it's always a good tip to go eat where the firefighters go. They know the best places, whether it's Denny's, Calneva, El Dorado, Gold Dust West, good all-night diners, thank goodness. And one more thing, I got to do a shout out to the Reno firefighters because they are again out with their wall calendar again. You can buy this through the Humane Society, the new 2024 Reno Firefighter Calendar. It's, you know, the classic firefighter calendar. They may have their shirts off. I don't think they have their shirts off in this, but they're big studly guys with T-shirts there, and they're posing with kittens for every month of the year. On this wall calendar, some of these guys got muscles like nobody's business. And from what I saw, it's all guys. But again, the fire departments are about 95% male. That's it. That's how it is. But these calendars, year after year, they are amazing, good-looking people, and amazingly, very fit people, to their credit. All right, we're down to the last segment up next. I'm John Potter. Be back for that momentarily, just a few minutes on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 11:51.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk Truth.
All right, so today it's officially 361 days until Christmas, and would you believe the frickin' guy across the street already has his Christmas lights up? Nice. All right, roads are great right now. We do have one major incident. This happened around 7 o'clock this morning, a bad crash on 395 northbound up by Stead Boulevard. Northbound was closed for a while. This was an injury crash, but I think from what I'm hearing, they are cleaning up that scene. 395 northbound at Stead Boulevard exit, northbound on 395. And gosh darn it, speaking of being on the roads, I did it again today, this morning, switching lanes on 580 to a lane that merges into the lane that I just switched from. And if that is me moving to the second lane on the right and then moving back to the middle when I see the Neal Road exit has both right lanes going to the exit. This thing just gets me every time. And I like that right lane because I'm the one and only guy there driving a speed limit. I'm sorry, dudes. I'm not a mile over. I don't want you backing up. I know how the tailgating scene is right now, so I'm going to be on that right. But I just get fooled constantly, and I end up going back to the middle lanes. So anyway, Happy New Year. I think about what I wish for 2024. A little more money in the bank, of course. You can relate to that. Or predictions for 2024. Always good to hear those. I'll start with my wish that, and I'm thinking Carson City, wish that somebody does something with the Ormsby House. I wish this every year. What a waste. I mean, I would be happy, folks, if they just even turned it into a spirit store at Halloween. I've been here most of my life. Never walked in when it was open. Missed my chance in the 70s. It was open briefly again. They did actually, too, in the 90s. I forget which year, but they opened it up as a haunted house. It was around Halloween. It was in the late 90s. And then in the 2000s there, somebody bought the Ormsby house, and credit to them, they did 10 years of renovations with a crew of two guys that would always be there every time I drove by. But the reopening never happened, and there's so much potential there. I mean, I think, obviously, it could be either the world's biggest White Castle restaurant. Wouldn't that be awesome? Or really, seriously, apartments, okay? Right? There's a need for that in Carson and everywhere. And my New Year's resolution is to be less sarcastic. Like, I won't screw that up right away, right? Join us next Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon. And thanks to all who have supported this show. I'm talking sponsors and you, the listeners, when the transmitter's on, of course. We're coming up to 2 years of doing this show, live and local. Been my pleasure, honestly. So talk to you next Saturday morning. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. We're going to break for Fox News. FM News Talk time, 11:58.